sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit. Kid, I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than the New Testament. Edited shit. It's better to drink.
Yo, what's up? Another episode of Tequila here coming at you. This is a Sober Thoughts edition, so we're not drinking, although I think we all actually are drinking, just not taking shots. We're all having bourbon, it would seem. I am Daniel, as you know. With me today, I have Brittany and Jordan. Hello.
Hi.
So Jordan, y'all might remember, was on the last episode that was about queer LGBT folks in Pokemon, and then Brittany's going to be on the next one. So I thought I'd pull them in for this episode to talk about the Pokemon Direct that happened on the 5th, on Wednesday. So let's get right into it. So, actually, normally on the drinking episodes, we talk about what we're drinking. And since this is kind of like a pseudo-drinking one, we might as well just real quick talk about what we're drinking. Okay, so Brittany, what are you drinking?
I am drinking an apple-flavored Jim Beam because I like it sweet and I don't have to put any... You know, anything in it, I could just drink it straight up.
You sound so embarrassed, Julie. Really.
I like apple. Sorry.
You know, like what you like. Ain't no shame. I might tease you, but ain't no shame.
Yeah, that's fine. I will accept it.
Then, Jay, what do you have?
Wild turkey and tea.
Boom. That actually sounds great.
It's pretty good.
Like a nice little hot toddy kind of thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Pokemon Direct, there are so many reactions. When I watched it, I was freaking out. I don't even know where to begin. I guess for me, one of the first things that like kind of floored me in the beginning of the video was how it looks fucking gorgeous and is like super open world. I don't know. What do y'all think?
Oh, yeah. It looks like you can definitely tell it's Switch material. It's definitely like... That would kill your Nintendo 3DS.
But
no, it kind of reminded me of Legend of Zelda games, the whole overworld when you walk around.
Of course.
Yeah, the aesthetics are very similar, I feel like, to Breath of the Wild. And I'm wondering how much of an influence that had on this game. Just, like, when did they decide on Galar and the aesthetic of it? Or did they, like, wait until after the Breath of the Wild to see how successful that was and then try to piggyback off of that? Or...
Well, I forget if it was like Masuda or someone that's working on the game that was trying to like compare, like make an analogy to Breath of the Wild. And they're like, we want something that's kind of like that for this game. But I didn't think they meant open world. And of course, this isn't like open world, but like it looks significantly more open world than any Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of that has to do with just changing their perspective. Like, instead of looking top down as if like you're from a helicopter, you're kind of more third person.
That's huge.
Yeah, you can change the camera angles. That was one of the things, which is really awesome in a Pokemon game.
Yeah.
When you have forced perspective.
I think we should have expected it, but also to see it in the trailer, I think. Not just me, everyone, like y'all included, were like, holy shit.
It's like, oh my god, I can see all directions.
All the things.
Like, that alone is like, oh my god.
And everything's so pretty.
Well, and so, like, talking about, like, the open world situation, the wild area thing seems interesting, so that's, like, the most open aspect of it, it would seem. And there's... Thank God from Let's Go, they still have like overworld Pokemon, which I am so thankful for because it makes the environment feel a lot more like lived in, I guess. Makes it feel that much more like real. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I've never played Let's Go, but I can definitely see the appeal of it. It's like the overall, just them walking and doing their thing. Or in the case of Steelix, that just floats, I guess.
Yes,
I didn't know Steelix could just do that, but
that
yeah,
seems
they
like
just
not canon. Like, what the fuck? Steelix is like a million pounds, and it does not have the ability to levitate. What the fuck is going on?
Somehow it does.
I don't understand what was happening there. I was like, Steelix, what you doing, boy? You should be moving like a snake or something. But anyway, yeah, that I saw that and I was like, I don't know about that. But yeah, in general, it looks fucking fantastic. And what's interesting is they also showed, obviously, the previous trailer. Well, not obviously. For those of you that may not know, the previous trailer, they showed Random Encounters. So everyone assumed it was just Random Encounters. But in this one, they showed both Random Encounters and Overworld. So I wonder, it seems like it will be like a moderate mix of the two. I'm not really sure. And no one's really sure what it's going to be. But I don't mind both, personally.
Yeah. It could be that the Random Encounters could be those Pokemon that that will go after you no matter what, so you have no choice.
And like the ones that chased you in Sun and Moon?
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking that's what's happening there.
Yeah, or like something kind of like that, like a similar mechanic.
Yeah, because like Random Encounters, you can't avoid them anyway. Right. So they might just be trying to combine the two in some way.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe to appease those that want it back.
I mean, that's really cool. I mean, one of the scenes was like the player whistling over to a Pokemon, just kind of getting it to walk toward them. That was awesome.
Yes. Well, and just like, not just that, but like talking about how cool it looks or how beautiful it looks, like the landscapes, the cityscapes look really cool. Like that industrial revolution type city looks so fucking cool.
It looks so great. Gear City or something? Was that like the second scene? I just wrote Gear City down.
Yeah, I mean, that's an accurate description. It's really like steampunk.
Yeah, and I love the clothes. Like, I love the wintry, like, European feel of, like, the clothes. I just love... They just did a really good job with all the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one more thing for me in the scenery, just the background, just the big yellow fields was really cool to look at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
Yes, yes. Just in general, it looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And then, so I guess if we're going to go in order, I think after that we got the look at the new Pokemon. We didn't get the names yet, but we got the three new Pokemon, or four technically.
By
new
Jamie Turner, as he's That's known right. as.
So we got, I mean, like, I'm going to throw my favorite out there. My favorite, I think, is Wooloo. I know people are shitting on Wooloo. I like Wooloo a lot.
And why would you ban off that Pokemon? It's just the sheep.
I don't know. People are like, Mareep is the sheep Pokemon. I will not have this. You've seen this lack.
Yeah. I mean, there could be more than one. Like, how many rat Pokemon are there?
Too many.
Exactly. How many, like, squirrel Pokemon and...
Yeah. Not enough.
We could have more than one. We will have more.
Yeah, it's highly
likely.
Don't
you worry.
Wooloo's fucking... I mean, I love them all. I love all the ones they revealed. I think they're all great. But Wooloo is like, oh my god, it's just like a little sheep. There's nothing more to it. It's just a little sheep.
It's just so precious.
They're just living their life.
I just want to retire and, like, employ Eldegoss and Wooloo and start my own, like, yarn store.
Wait, so I'm gonna pull up the Dex entry for Wooloo because it's amazing. But talk about Eldegoss and Gossifleur.
I just love the name Gossifleur because it just kind of reminds me of Fleur from Harry Potter. That was the immediate reaction I had. It's like, Fleur, there she is. So if she were personified as a Pokemon, I think this is what she would look like.
I want to say I liked all of them, but I have to point out Dreadnought as I wrote down... Koopa Blastoise Child.
But actually...
That's a really good description.
Yeah, which... if you know what those two are, you can probably imagine what Dreadnought is.
Mm-hmm.
I think
Dreadnought looks pretty cool, too. I don't know. I hope Dreadnought has an evolution. I hope all of them have evolutions, to be honest.
I don't think Dreadnought will. I don't know. I could be wrong.
You think so?
I can see Dreadnought not having one. And I also just want to be a Dreadnought trainer now, too. Like, I want to team... I want to be the team, the person who teams it.
Because in the direct, they're like, this Pokemon is very hard to tame. And I'm like, psh, it's going to be the same. As you catch it in a ball. It's going to be the same thing.
You put it to sleep, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Corviknight was also really cool, I thought.
Yes, Corviknight is the other one that I loved all of them. But Corviknight, so we got five total? Five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like... I guess if you don't count, like, one of them is an evolution, so four different lines, I guess.
Yeah, so Corviknight, like, just, it's so cool. It's just this big old metal knight raven thing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. It looks so cool. All of these are great.
Yeah, I don't think I was sold on Corviknight when I first saw it. No. It kind of like, I think, I don't know, it freaked me out a little bit.
Were you the one in the chat that was like,
I think that was me, yeah. But now I love it, but it like took a while for me to warm up to it, I think.
That's fair.
I don't know, maybe it was just all the harsh angles or something. Something threw me off. It's like, I don't know about this one.
Well, there's only like one color to it, so
maybe that's
take
it.
That as you yeah. will.
And then the one like beady red eye.
I don't know, just it gives me like fucking Game of Thrones vibes, like
oh yeah,
King in the North vibes.
I mean, I now love I love it because it's a knight.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, so
it's okay. It's probably North. Probably better than you that you don't. Yeah, they're just so fucking cool. I love them so much. And then okay, so talking about, I'm gonna go back to the graphics real quick because I wrote this down and I forgot to mention it. It looks as if they are using the same 3DS engine from Sun and Moon and then just like displaying it at higher fidelity. Like
yes, that's what I think. That's what I think so too, because I noticed that some of the idle animations for some yes. of the older Pokemon we saw were like the exact same. Like
yes,
yeah. I mean that's not parsing on them, but yeah, it does look like they just kind of imported the models from Sun and Moon and just like, oh, let's make them glossier.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they originally make the original sprites? Like, didn't they upgrade them to like for in preparation for Switch? Because there was going to be a Pokemon Stars at some point.
Yeah, yeah. So supposedly the Sun and Moon engine is able to display at like 720. I think, I don't know if it's 1080 or 720. When the 3DS's display was like 480p or something, and so yeah, people were like, this engine is definitely like a midway point for the future, because this is like far surpasses what the 3DS can handle.
Oh yeah, I mean, my Sun and Moon game has crashed at some trainer battles just because it could not handle the amount of things that were happening in one frame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed like, I don't know if it was Sun and Moon or I think it wasn't Sun and Moon. Maybe it was Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire that I'm thinking of. But I remember when I turn on 3D, it starts lagging a decent amount.
I've never used 3D.
But like the few instances where I'm like, I wonder what this looks like 3D. I turn it on and it starts like dropping frames, and I'm like, oh, this is why I never use 3D. Also, it hurts my eyes.
Yes, it does.
I can't find the Dex entry for Wooloo, but it's something like when predators or when danger approaches it, when battle approaches it, it rolls away or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, this is it's the best.
The cutest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's amazing.
Maybe this is it. Wooloo live as a herd and mimic the actions of their trainer or herd leader. They dislike conflict, and if they need to escape from enemies, they will simply roll away.
There you go. I like how you found that in 2 seconds when it took me like 5 minutes to not find it. Someone's competent here.
I have no notes, though.
Oh, there you go. You have no notes, and you're quicker at finding shit than I am.
Gotta compromise somewhere.
That's right. So, we got this Gigantamaxing thing going on.
Dynamaxing, which sounds like...
Oh, sorry, not Gigantamaxing. That's the other one. That's
a better name.
Yeah, it's called Dynamax, but they refer to it as Dynamaxing, which just sounds like you're taking some growth hormone.
It sounds like Digimon shit, doesn't it?
It kind of sounds like something they would try to sell on late night TV and infomercial ads.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Or like InfoWars.
Like
it's like Ben Shapiro or like Alex Jones is trying to sell it online. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. So for those of you that I can't imagine anyone listening to this who hasn't watched it, but for those of you who have not, there is this new mechanic called Dynamaxing, where there's two settings that they showed it in the stadium, like the equivalent of like a soccer stadium or football for you non-Americans, and then in this like in the wild, what do they call it again? The wild area. In the wild area, they have these like little like nexus points where you can meet up with other people and do what appear to be very similar to Pokemon Go raids.
Oh yeah, it's Max Raid Battle, they said.
Yeah,
that's what they're calling it.
Which is funny because I wrote down Raid Battle in here and it's like, oh, I guess it's just Max.
But it's a raid battle.
Yeah.
I thought they said raid somewhere, and like I'm pretty sure they said it in the direct. Because I immediately thought of Pokemon Go. I was like, oh, I guess they're trying to use that.
They're definitely alluding to Pokemon Go. There's no way they're not.
It's like so far it's a combination of Sun and Moon, Let's Go, and Pokemon Go. So they're trying to catch everyone at this one.
Yeah, totally. But the thing I thought of immediately when I saw them in the stadium context, I was like, ooh, there's some collateral damage there. Like, there's some audience members dying.
Yeah. Yes. Like, how is everyone not dead? I don't understand. And how is that building still standing?
That seems very dangerous. Who's taking care of that stadium afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
That was a hell of a job.
Yeah. I'm wondering if it's like all of them have that weird purple like cloud over them.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if that's what's dampening the damage, like collateral damage, maybe?
It's like a brain cloud or something. Some sort of like
magic barrier? I don't know.
So they call them max raids?
Yeah.
That's what you said, Jordan?
Yeah, max raids.
Which one was it?
So there's the raid dynamic that we've seen, and then there's the dynamic that we saw that was like the equivalent of a gym battle.
Mm-hmm.
Your Pokemon gets huge. You use this thing that looks like the Z Crystal wristband or the Mega Evolution wristband. You turn your Pokeball into a giant disco ball. and then you throw it behind you. It really does look like a disco ball. I can't unsee that.
That's very important.
Thank you, Brittany. Now I just like, every time I see it, I'm going to think of like the Bee Gees or something. So that happens. What else did we say about it?
Just how much I love the Pokeball.
Yeah.
That's it. I just want the Pokeball. I don't give a fuck about anything else about it.
They mentioned you can meet up with people like real raid battles, either locally or over the internet. And I don't play Pokemon Go. So you guys tell me exactly how fun that is.
I mean, I stopped playing Pokemon Go. I don't know. The raids I find boring.
I'm still an avid player. Mostly because of the Slack community, honestly. But I don't know, because there's never been a mechanic where we can interact with more than one other online player in Pokemon. So this is the first time that we can do up to four.
They also said, I don't know if y'all noticed, but in the middle of that max raid battle scene, at some point they have a little subtitle at the bottom that says additional accessory may be required for multiplayer mode. And I was like, what is that going to be?
Of course.
Another
Pokeball Plus thing.
I really hope not.
A disco ball.
Okay, now that you can tell.
Yes.
I think what they're getting at is maybe the Nintendo Switch app on mobile to try to connect with folks.
Mm.
That might be what they mean. I hope for the sake of like just buying the game and being able to play it with other people, they don't.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate if there was a paywall in order. I mean, there's already a paywall to use online features, so in order to pay like to buy some other device in order to raid with your friends.
A second Pokemon paywall.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fair.
That would not be cool.
Mm-mm.
So I saw that and I was like, I hope it's not something paid. If it was something like the little, like, I don't know, the little disco balls, like a controller, that would be fun.
Oh yeah.
It's like not necessary.
I wonder if the Pokeball Plus would be compatible with this game.
That's what I was thinking. I see it sitting in my, you know, my little gaming cupboard or whatever. Not a cupboard, whatever that's called, where my TV is. And I just don't use it because I haven't played Let's Go in months. And I was like, I wonder if I can use that for this game. It would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really nice. Although I loathe the catch mechanics in Let's Go with that little Pokeball Plus, personally.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. It's much easier on the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not my favorite to use that catch mechanic at all. But what else do we have? Oh, yeah, so Leon.
Leon. The extra man.
Okay. Jordan, I'm gonna let you hit it off with Leon. How do we feel? Do we stand? I don't think we stand.
He's kind of, I don't know how I feel. Okay, on one hand, he seems like the very generic, I'm the champion guy. Here's my Charizard. You all love Charizard, right? Remember Charizard? And like, oh, kid, work hard. Maybe you'll get to me. But on the other hand, his clothing is so crazy and so extra. I kind of like it.
Part of me does and part of me hates it. So
I love him.
Yeah, exactly. The Charizard thing, like, I think it was you, Jordan, that was saying that it seems like this game is, like, trying to appeal to, like, longtime fans, Pokemon Go fans, and then, like, Let's Go fans. And, like, I think the Charizard thing is definitely
for the Go folks.
I
mean, I was hoping to see a new Pokemon he had, or just no Pokemon at all. I'd rather just that be a reveal. Or maybe something special happens with Charizard. Who knows?
He should have had, like, a Dreadnought instead.
I know. I mean, he definitely has, like, you know, some Pokemon from the region unique. We just don't know yet.
But
Charizard seems to be his mascot Pokemon.
Yeah, which is, like, he could have used one, just from this region as a mascot instead of... Like, you already featured giant Dynamax Pikachu. Why do you need a giant Charizard?
Okay, I think more egregious than the Charizard is his facial hair. Okay? His facial hair is ridiculous. Like, no one has facial hair like that ever in the history of humanity. Like, not one human being has ever had facial hair like this.
See, I feel like if I had facial hair, I would want to do something crazy like that. Like, I love the Hunger Games guy, the game master, or developer, the game, whatever.
I forget his name, yeah. Okay, but this whole ass, like, Wolverine facial hair thing is not flying. This is not flying.
Oh, my God. I cannot see that now. I hate him now.
See, all the things that you hate, I love. I want the cape. I like the cape. I like the hat. I like the facial hair. I don't like the jersey tight thing.
This combination is, like, insulting. I do hate love it, like Jordan was saying, but it's mostly hate. There's, like, a little bit of I like it in there.
Mm-hmm.
In, like, the way that anime can be really weird with outfits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God, cape with the soccer jersey, gaming jersey kind of thing, and then, like, soccer pants and leggings and the sneakers.
The short shorts and the leggings are so good.
I mean, I'm cool with that part. Like, that part's great. I like everything under the cape. Like, if the cape were off, this would look dope. But, like, it was like you were saying, Jordan, like, the cape is like, oh, it's royalty, it's Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop talking about Leon.
Wait, okay, so real quick, you pointed out that didn't get recorded that the hat kind of looks like a crown.
Yeah, the inside of his snapback, is that what that is? Yeah,
it looks like a snapback.
Yeah, the inside design is like a triangle, which looks like a crown. Mm-hmm. So kind of like a champion crown.
I did not catch that. But also, like, yeah, that in combo with the cape. Yeah, royalty. Also, his name is Leon, and, like, Leon is lion, and lion is what is, like, lion is what it's on the like, not the current British flag or English flag, obviously, but the old English flag from, like, I want to say, like, prior to the 1700s, if I had to guess a time period. It was three lions, like, three gold lions on a red field was the flag of England for a minute, with some fleur-de-lis as well.
Yeah, on a blue field. So. I mean, it's very royal.
So, like, yeah, the Leon, his name is, like, definitely a nod to that. It was definitely on purpose. Okay, so other characters. How do we feel about, who's next? Hop. So Hop is dude's little brother, Leon's little brother that's, like, your rival, your friend in the beginning. I like that a lot, personally.
And what's interesting is that he's going to be one of our rivals, too.
Oh.
I missed that.
Mm-hmm. It definitely says that in the description. So it would be interesting to see who else would be. Like, will they have your generic one that just kind of switches gender to whichever opposite gender you choose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the other player avatar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or will Sonya be, like, our rival as well, but they haven't revealed her as our rival yet?
I love Sonya, but Hop is... I like Hop, too. He seems like... He reminds me of Hal, if Hal was a little more sporty.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that they chose,
not in Hawaii.
Like,
no, yes.
Yeah, in the opposite location. Instead of tropical, it is cold and wet.
I think Sonya, I mean, it kind of like leaked territory, but I saw somewhere that Sonya was formerly Leon's rival and is now, you know, not anymore.
Oh, okay.
I like,
which is interesting.
I really like her design. I mean, the nails alone are really... That was a really cool extra detail.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I haven't seen her nails. Oh, shit, I just saw her nails. That
is they're like acrylic.
That is dope.
And I love all the little hearts, like, everywhere on her bag, in her hair, on her shoes.
Oh, my God, yeah. The hair is a nice touch. There's some point in the trailer where she, like, twirls her hair.
Yeah, that was really cool. I was like, oh, they can do that?
And then the professor is Magnolia, who looks cool, who's her grandmother.
Yes, I love her.
Which is also a tree. Keeping on that tree theme, Miss Magnolia.
I mean, you have to. Also, wait, hold on. I'm looking at a scene with Magnolia and, like, Leon's talking to her, and you see Leon from behind, and not only is his hair still ridiculous, but dude has, like, sponsors on his cape? Like a NASCAR or like a soccer jersey sponsor, but like a ton of them. I'm at 12:43 on the official one.
All right. I totally missed that.
Yeah.
Definitely
missed that. So that's a thing that's part of his aesthetic. Also, he has like sweatbands on his wrists or wristbands, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
That could be just like the weird Dynamax bracelet, which does look, I mean, it fits with the whole soccer sporty thing they're doing.
Oh yeah, that's definitely one of them, I think.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Highly likely. The sponsor.
Oh yeah, I see him now.
not into it. I'm really not.
Yeah.
Hey, but dude has to get paid somehow, okay?
That's right.
He has to pay for his hairstylist. Wow, his hair is really long now that I look at it from the back.
I know. It's really the like the pseudo wings he has on the side of his head that I'm not a fan of. That's like the worst part of the character design, in my opinion. That and like the Wolverine facial hair.
No, I'll keep the facial hair. The wings can go.
You can't have both.
Yeah, you can't. It's too much.
Okay, so other character we got. Should we assume this is the first gym leader? They didn't tell us which gym leader this is in terms of order.
But no, we got this guy. I did say at one point that it was the first.
Okay, so we got the first gym leader, Milo. He just has no nose for some reason.
No, he does. I own that myself.
Okay.
No, from the side, he does have a nose. I wrote that down. No nose? Question mark.
I was like, this motherfucker looks like a Bratz doll. What is happening? So grass type, it would appear.
Definitely
a farmer boy.
Ginger. He looks like a child's head on a huge buff man's body.
He's a very bulky, sweet boy. That's my impression of him, is sweet farmer boy.
Very sweet boy. I love his hat and how large it is.
It's a pretty nice hat.
He's very cute. Yeah, he's a very cute character design. Very soft.
Mm-hmm. His feet are a little weird though. Like, I feel like they're not very proportioned.
Yeah.
Why are we? Yeah, we keep pointing out things that we can't unsee.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of squeezing those hams into those shoes. They do not fit him.
Yeah. What the hell is going on?
Maybe it's just this weird pose.
I mean, he is very. He's like very bulky, but not like sharp bulky. He's very soft, happy bulky.
Also, wait. I'm just combing through. Masuda's wearing a watch and a Fitbit on the same wrist. What are you doing, bro?
I did write down Masuda cooler than I thought he looked.
Yeah, definitely.
He's definitely wearing like a very emo hoodie that I would have worn in the knots. Like, I'm surprised it doesn't say like AFI on it or something. One of those band like the Used.
Yeah.
But okay, so we got Milo, little ginger farmer boy, and then I guess after that we got the legendaries. So we got the three doggos.
Two doggos.
The three. Two. I don't know why I said three.
Maybe a third. I mean, there
probably
knows?
Will be. Yeah.
There's potentially a third one. So we have two doggos, two doges, and I feel all kinds of ways about this. I'll let y'all go as I gather my thoughts and emotions.
Brittany, you want to go?
I mean,
no one can talk.
I'm always biased in that I pick whichever game is the bluest. So I am already team Zacian. Zacian? There you go.
That's it. Yeah.
That's close enough.
We'll call that the correct pronunciation.
Like, I love the coloration of it. And I kind of like, I don't, the feet are a little weird for like a doggo. Like, they kind of almost look more like hooves than dog feet. And I just feel bad for the fact that he has to carry his sword all over the place.
Is that the shield one?
Like that.
That's the sword one. Zacian
the sword one.
Is the shield one. Zamazenta is the shield one.
Yeah, their names.
That's right. Zamazenta. What a fucking name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel. I really don't.
I'm going to steal a little tidbit from. So I listened to the latest episode of It's Super Effective. And yeah. So Steve broke down the translation of these two names.
Oh.
So Za, and I think it's in Japanese, means the, and Cyan is cyan, the color. So it's the cyan, and the other one's magenta is magenta. So it's the magenta. And according to him, like for dyeing and printing, the primary colors are red, blue, and yellow. So
there's like, cyan for printing. It's cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. Mm-hmm. CMYK.
Yep. It could be that the third game would be yellow, some sort of yellow.
Yeah, ooh. Looking at them, they are those three colors. That's a good observation.
That is a very good observation. Also, not only those three, but in printing, it's those three plus black. K stands for black, and there's black on them too.
So it could be. I mean, they for the past couple generations, they've been doing two games. So maybe instead of having an ultra Zacian, ultra sword, ultra shield, they'll do some sort of yellow and black type game instead, which would be a little bit more interesting. It would be probably more of a traditional sequel, is what I'm hoping, and not just the same thing with different dialogue.
I'm leaning towards Shield only because I tend for the version I think will be less popular. That's like generally what I do. So like for Sun and Moon, I went Moon just because I don't know, the Moon's pretty, and also I thought the Sun would be more popular. The only one I didn't do that as a kid was Ruby, just because I thought Groudon looked dope. So clearly I'm consistent in my logic towards this. Yeah, I don't know. They're so bizarre looking.
Yeah.
I really don't know how to feel. I'll just sit here and stutter more if I try to think about how I feel. I don't know how I feel.
For some reason, when I saw these two kind of like approach each other, like there was like this weird moment in the trailer of, oh, I kind of recognize you. And for some reason, I thought of the myth of Romulus and Remus, which, or like the in Roman mythology, they're the twin brothers who were raised by wolves who founded the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Oh, kingdom, whatever. I know. Yeah, that's just what I thought.
City state or whatever it was.
Yeah, since they like kind of like clash, and they're like, "Oh, hey, who are you?" Have to do with the dog tilt.
And they are wolves, so
it's true.
I would definitely like to have some sort of aspect of that into lore, but I'm not. Didn't they already use like Robinson and Remus for like Black and White?
Yeah, they kind of did. Yeah, like the older and younger brothers. But yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Oh, what? How did I not make that connection? What?
Exploding head.
You're like rocking my world right now. What the fuck?
This is not my knowledge. I have stolen all this knowledge. And just repeating all of it.
That's so crazy. I didn't even think of that. But yeah, these guys, I don't know what to think of them. The cover art they revealed is extremely underwhelming. I don't know. It just looks not great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't like the cover art. I'd rather have the whatever positions they are in on the website instead.
Yeah, like the art on the website looks better than the cover art on the games that they have released thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
I just want Zacian to like take a break, like put down the sword, like. Go play around a little bit and come back.
Dude, the cyan magenta thing is messing with me now. I'm like, oh my god, I'm just noticing it now. That's super cool. I'm going to go with Shield now. It is declared. Yeah, I have nothing else to say about this Pokemon Direct. What about y'all?
I kind of wish I didn't watch this trailer because now I kind of want this game. And I do not own a Switch. So this is a this is a new problem for me.
And girl, you're going to have to get you a Switch.
So expensive.
It's okay. I'm sure. I mean, you could probably, if you're looking for a deal, find a used one.
I'll just go on Craigslist.
Okay. Thank you both for being here. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Audience, dear audience members. Bye bye. Repetitive, sedatives, life. Ever reveterate, never remembering, ever degenerate. Instead of forgetting and letting them live in the setting like sediment, I'm that part. Mix it up with six guy, rage against machine, bitter J-Rock, K-Dot. Switch it up, gangsta, getting on my stage props. Dealer with the beats and catch me singing like I'm Akon. Oh, I forgot to, oh well, too late. I forgot this.
¿Enteraste lo que pasó? ¿Tú no viste la noticia?
I forgot about that. Oh, well. Too late.
Oh, no.
Maybe I'll splice it in.
Mm-hmm.